Jesus gave it to me, I'm gonna let it shine. Jesus gave it to me, I'm gonna let it shine. Jesus gave it to me, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. While I dwelled in Matthew's gospel text this week and thinking about the summer and camp coming up, I was drawn to the light images in Matthew's gospel. I was thinking about sitting around the campfire and singing the old favorite song, This Little Light of Mine. And to my surprise, when I looked up in our red hymnal, or cranberry, shall I say, number 677, the hymn is listed, and the text in little tiny print shows that it originated from the voices of our brothers and sisters when they were enslaved in our country. The text was written as an African American spiritual. Can you hear the shift? Imagine the soul and the stamina, the sheer strength that our neighbors must have had to had in order to pray and live out their baptismal calling to be Christ role models of salt and light for the world. When they offered their praise and thanksgiving to Lord Almighty, the one who stayed by their side, their friend and protector. When our brothers and sisters were faced with every unfathomable barrier known to humankind, they sang through their oppression. Can you still hear the cries of God's black and brown people in the streets, down school hallways, from the river, in hospital rooms, in government buildings, from reservations, detention centers, in the pews, in silent cemeteries? Even though our modern-day cries sound different by context, they carry the echoes of the body-shaking sobs of a people, ancestors of varying heritage, like we said in our invocation, of distinct flavors with different gifts. All the people who loved and lived and tended to God's good creation the best they could with the tools they had. And one of those tools was song. Like the Olympic torch, it's now our turn to hold high and keep the light of peace blazing into the future. Dear neighbors, might we say the ball is aimed down the center of the goalpost. The time is now. God of history and God of the present has and is providing every day. And then it's up to we, the folks who gathered in God's name, we gather as the body of Christ to fan the flame of our faith, even in the darkest, deepest valleys of our lives. We fan through seasons of anger and joy, of injustice and pain with Jesus. During all those seasons, Jesus is as near as a shoulder to lean on. The one true light, the one we call Messiah, Emmanuel, beautiful Savior, this little light of mine, Jesus. Jesus, the little light, the miracle who was born of young Mary with a glow so stunning that his warmth could never be hid under the bushel basket, no. Instead, the Lamb's light, a gift from the Good Shepherd, is to remain on the lampstand to fill its triune capacity, that is, to show the way to all in the house. My friends, we've arrived to February 2026. Wow, on this fifth Sunday after Epiphany. Do you remember in the start of January when we gathered here last month and we celebrated the star that streamed the light for those wise men to journey out to meet baby Jesus? Those three kings, those wise men, or really they were disciples, they were foreigners from a far away land. Hearing the news, can you imagine them setting out in the night air to bow before the little light, God in the flesh, offering shiny gold, frankincense, and oh so healing myrrh? The good news is this. It's right in front of us, that same bright star that we see in the night skies, which guided the wise ones, still leads us today. Over rugged hills and native prairie here in South Dakota and into the hearts of God's children. From Jesus's first morning cry in the manger to his blessed baptism by John in the Jordan, hope is on the horizon for we believers. Despite all the human imposed isolation, isms, and interruptions, we can imagine, and like the saints who have come before us leading the way, we do dream it were so, that the risen Lord's light would reach to every corner of the world, including Spirit of Joy's little nook here in God's world. Speaking of, it was a typical morning at Spirit of Joy last Sunday. Early worship was lively, and this has been just as much fun. The second services always are. We welcomed last week into the sanctuary and into Shalom Center Lutheran Social Services and the Center for New Americans, that team that we love serving with, who are mission-focused and love to tell stories. We heard about some of the folks who had crossed paths with that team. We heard how each of them, each person that passed through LSS doors, is on a journey. We're on a journey, all of us, aren't we? So speaking of being on a journey, it wasn't my usual routine, but it was a moment I will cherish that happened here in our narthex. Sounds familiar? I've said it before that I learned so much from our youngsters here in our congregation. They teach me life lessons every week. And so what I learned last Sunday was to listen with my ears and my eyes for the love of Jesus right there in front of me. That love of Jesus is at our fingertips, the ones our Creator made where our fingerprints are housed. So when saying goodbyes at the door, came a small little voice about waist height. She held high a painted pebble that we use for a blessing at the font for our milestones. And with her wide eyes and excited smile, she giggled, "I have the cross on me." Nodding, I paused. No words. I grinned. There she was. A petite disciple, light of Christ, doing exactly what God has called her to do, to spread her light, her little light, the light of Jesus that's in all of us. And in doing so, today we say, and every day, thanks be to God for salt and light and the love of Jesus Christ.